Lord, take my mind and think through it. Take my lips and speak through them. Take my heart and set it on fire with the desire to do your holy will. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I am Herod the Great, King of the Jews. I am the first Edomian who became king over Israel, and I was proclaimed king by the Senate of Rome. This took place about 35 years before the birth of that baby that the wise men from the east called the Messiah, that is the Christ, and about 35 years before my death. This honor was not conferred upon me because I was a nice guy. In my case, it was my ambition, my hard work, my dogged determination, my ruthlessness, and my consummate skills as a politician. Long, violent, and full of treachery is this story, but I will relate only a few highlights. I, Herod the Great, am a descendant of the ancient Edomites who traced their lineage back to Abraham through the eldest son of Isaac, Esau. And while the Jews were captives in Babylon and their land lay desolate, my people, the Edomians, a branch of the Edomites, took possession of as much of the southern part of the land as they could, specifically the whole inheritance which was allotted to the tribe of Simeon, and also half of that which was allotted to the tribe of Judah, and we took it for ourselves and we dwelt there. In the course of time, The Persian Empire gave way to the Greek Empire, which, upon the death of Alexander the Great, was divided amongst his four generals. Thereupon, the land of Judea found itself caught in a bitter power struggle between the Seleucid dynasty, which ruled from the seat in Syria, and the Ptolemies, who ruled out of Egypt. The land of Judea changed hands many times as the Seleucids and Ptolemies exhausted themselves in battle after battle. Finally, the Jews revolted against Seleucid domination, and after a long and protracted struggle, the Jews, under the leadership of the priest Maccabeus and his sons, expelled the Seleucids from the land of Judea. This was the beginning of the Hasmonean dynasty. But by this action, the Jews violated their own law. Priests were supposed to come from the tribe of Levi and kings from the tribe of Judah. Specifically, kings had to be a descendant of David in order to be legitimate. again and again. Their prophets quoted that their Yahweh, their God, will send the Messiah from the house and lineage of their King David to be a king, to be both shepherd and king, and rule over his people. They also reminded me of the prophecy at the time of the birth of the twin boys, Esau and Jacob. They reminded me of the prophecy which said that the elder shall serve the younger. I am here to say that I will have none of it. I come from the elder son, and we will indeed rule. They were willing to fudge a little and to accept priest kings, but they were not willing to accept me, Herod the Great. Admittedly, my claim to the throne was somewhat spurious, but it did exist. When the Hasmonean prince John Hyrcanus conquered the land south of Jerusalem, and that my people, the Edomians, had lived on since the Jews were taken captive in Babylon, he subjugated my people and compel them to convert to Judaism. For us, it was a painful experience in more ways than one. We were compelled to be circumcised. Nevertheless, my family quickly realized that in order to get along, one has to go along. So my family converted and curried favor in the Hasmonean court. My father, Antipater, became a high-ranking official and was therefore able to secure for me the governorship of Galilee when I was only 25 years old. In that position, I was very efficient and collected taxes not only for my superiors, but also for myself. And hence, I was able to build my own power base. But above all, I became a great schemer. First, my father and I, we supported the weak King Hyrcanus II in his family fight to secure the Hasmonean throne for himself. Second, we supported Rome in its quest to eliminate the Parthian threat from the east. And for us, this worked out beautifully. After the Parthian threat was removed, and Rome saw that I, Herod, was the real power behind the throne, the Senate confirmed me, proclaimed me as King of the Jews. By this time, my father had died, and so the victory was mine. Outside of Jerusalem, I was successful. But inside Jerusalem, I had a problem. For the Jews, I just wasn't Jewish enough. So, I embarked upon a plan to make myself more Jewish. First, I divorced my first wife, Doris, and sent my elder son Antipater off to Rome for his education. And secondly, I married the Hasmonean princess Mariamne in order to legitimize my claim to the throne. And third, I arranged for the death of all the surviving members, male members, of the Hasmonean family. Thus, with all claims eliminated, I moved on and strengthened my own claim. But this still is not enough to satisfy many in Jerusalem. So I decided on the carrot and stick approach. Whenever and wherever I could, I bought loyalty and support with lavish gifts and favors. But on the other hand, I decided to step up the use of the secret police on the people, and particularly on the religious leaders. I put to death all those who opposed me as a show of good faith. I rebuilt the second temple and made it even more spectacular than it was during the reign of King Solomon. I appointed my own high priests and other priests who supported me, and I slaughtered all those who opposed me. And by my power and by my ingenuity, I kept a firm grip on power for over 35 years. Imagine then the utter panic which came when those wise men from the east came with this story about a baby who was born king of the Jews. I was greatly perplexed. I just didn't know what to do. I didn't even know what was going on. Was this a call to arms? Was this a conspiracy? Was this a signal to the Jewish people to mount another insurrection? Was the power of the East about to resurface? I just didn't know. And my secret police, there weren't any help. Finally, I decided upon a plan. I decided that the best thing to do was to invite those wise men to the court to meet with them, but to do so in the presence of the religious leaders. I wanted them all there at the same time, so that I can observe them while they were all present. It was a good opportunity to observe them all together. I was able to glean some important information from them. The religious leaders knew immediately that the child was to be born in Bethlehem. But, to my surprise, they did not act as if they were expecting or even looking for a king. And they expressed no interest in accompanying the wise men to worship the Christ child. Strange indeed. So I decided there and then that I would let the wise men continue on to Bethlehem. After all, I really did not have enough information at that time on which to act. But I did order them to report to me when they had found the child, so that I, ostensibly, I too could go and worship it. But the wise men played me as a fool is played. They never reported back to me. And when I found this out, I became very, very, very angry. So much so that I decided that all the male children in Jerusalem, those 2 years and under, should be slaughtered. I slaughtered them all. After all, one does have to keep a firm grip on power. One does have to eliminate threats, wherever they may be. Within 2 years, however, I lost my mind. I became mentally unstable. My body reeked with pain as I wasted away. And finally, I died, alone and lonely. I thought that death was the end. In fact, it was only the end of the beginning. For from the other side of death, I realized what a glorious opportunity I had squandered. I refused to worship the Christ child. I worship no one but me. I held on to my position on earth, whatever the cost. He gave up his position in heaven, not counting the equality with God as a thing to hold on to at all costs. I rejected the law and the prophets. He fulfilled the law and the prophets. I lived a sinful life. He lived a sinless life. I took life. He gave life. I suffered and died. He suffered and died. I suffered and died because of my sins. He suffered and died for the sins of others. My punishment continues. His punishment is over. In fact, God has highly anointed him and given him a name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I rejected the Christ child as my King, and I do not know him as my Savior. And therefore, I will meet him as my judge.